In Vienna, the international community set out to pave the way to secure universal enjoyment of human rights and fundamental freedoms. But how far are we from this aim today? We only need to look at Afghanistan to see just one example of the devastating reality around the globe. The vision was one of democracy based on the freely expressed will of the people, the full and equal participation of women in political, civil, economic, social, and cultural life, persons belonging to ethnic, religious, linguistic communities who should exercise fully and effectively all human rights without any discrimination, that the defense and protection of children should be strengthened and the right of the child should be a priority. For persons with disabilities, their active participation in all aspects of society, the prevention of terrorism and promotion of human rights education to foster mutual understanding, tolerance, and peace, and an effective framework for remedies, redress of human rights violations. By recommitting ourselves to the Vienna Declaration and honoring its call to ensure non-selectivity in the consideration of human rights issues, we can re-inspire, believe in the spirit of its essential principles for the people of Afghanistan and across the world. I thank you.
I thank you.